Good morning and welcome in, everybody. Today, we're going to take a look at a passage of Scripture, but before we do that, I wanted to tell you a little story. You know, for almost 25 years, I've lived out in a small cabin in the woods, which is the same amount of time that we've cooked over our wood cook stove in our kitchen. And it's been a faithful little stove and has cooked numerous meals over the decades, complete with a little fence to protect the children from coming near it when it's hot. When it's ready to go to work, Andrew fills it up with some cook wood from our property, and in about 20 minutes, we're ready to start cooking. In our home, we have something that we make almost every day and is a staple in our regular diet: flatbread. One year when I was spreading the gospel on an Indian reservation, I learned how to make fry bread. Well, I never really cared for all the oil, so I started cooking it on an ungreased cast iron pan. It only requires flour, some baking powder, and a little salt, and I think it's easier than making pancakes. I'm not as good as rolling them out as Andrew because he always has been able to make them extremely thin. I don't know if I could ever count the bread that Andrew and I have made together over the years. It's become an everyday routine, as normal as putting on your socks each morning. When we are finally done cooking, we can sit down and break bread together. And this reminds me of the Christian life. Flatbread is a staple in our family's life. It's been something that we consume a lot of and on a regular basis. Well, God's word must also be a regular staple in each of our daily routines as we fill our hearts and our minds with the spiritual food of Scripture. Luke 11 verse 3 says, "Give us day by day our daily bread." Scripture provides us with the spiritual sustenance that we need in order to mature into the creatures that God wants us to become. Many people can grow big and strong physically, even getting on a daily routine of working out. But in order to obtain eternal life, we need to grow each day in the teachings of Jesus Christ. Just like a newborn baby who constantly desires their mother's milk, we must possess that same desire for the teachings of Jesus. 1 Peter 2 verse 2 says, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby." We must search the Scriptures daily, because it's food for our soul. Acts 17 verse 11 says, "These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, and in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the Scriptures daily, whether those things were so." Acts 2:46 says, "And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart." The first thing that people search for in the morning is normally found in their refrigerator. I mean, they can become overly concerned about their next meal rather than seeking food from God's holy word. Rather than filling one's stomach, they should seek to fill their heart with the things of God. Jesus was preaching the things of God's kingdom, but some people were only seeking him for food. John 6:24 says, "When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum, seeking for Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled." Whether it's reading, studying, praying, or singing psalms unto our God, our love for the things of Christ must be the greatest love in the world. The Lord is capable of giving us all of the things that we ask or desire, but he must be first in our hearts. Each morning when we rise out of bed, he must be first in our hearts, first in our minds, and first in our day. Matthew chapter 6, beginning at verse 31, "Therefore take no thought, saying, What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." How much can you learn in an earthly classroom 10 minutes a week? Not much, really. But some people expect to grow in their faith by only dedicating this same amount of time to their relationship with God. The original disciples were with Jesus every single day as an example how we are to seek God. To be filled with spiritual things, we must seek after spiritual things. growing each day in the knowledge and the wisdom of Scripture. Romans 8:5 says, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit." Colossians 3:1 says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth." There are many things that can come in between a close relationship with you and God, whether it's food or other earthly concerns. We must focus our love and our attention on Christ Jesus. He deserves all of our love. The Apostle John warned about loving the things of this world because it only pulls you away from closeness to God. 1 John 2:15, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father." It's of the world. "And the world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." God is going to reward those who seek him with a diligent heart. Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Ecclesiastes 1:13 says, "And I gave my heart to seek and search out by wisdom concerning all things that are done under heaven. This sore travail hath God given to the sons of man to be exercised therewith." The apostles wanted the church to be filled with the knowledge of God, but in order for us to grow in the will of God, we need to study God's word. 2 Peter 3:18 says, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen." We need earthly food to sustain our physical bodies. But in order to live eternally, we must be filled with the living Word of God. Matthew 4:4 says, "But he answered and said, It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." John 6:63 says, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life." People have routines each and every morning. I mean, they get up and they get dressed. They sit down to eat breakfast, and then they head off to work. But the most important routine to possess is seeking God first in your day. If we seek him first, everything else shall be added to us. Do you open up the teaching of God's word each morning? Are you seeking him diligently? Are you partaking of his daily bread? So let's think about these things for right now. We can be found on your web browser by searching TLKJBC, where you can find our diaries distributed through various platforms. We're not associated or affiliated with any other religious groups, and you can get our entire podcast feeds directly along with transcripts at TLKJBC.com. Or I suppose that you could find us somewhere up here in the great northern Minnesota woods. Peace to all, and Lord willing, we'll talk with you some more tomorrow. Till then, bye-bye, everybody.